This podcast is brought to you by OK to Pray, encouraging this generation to discover the importance, purpose, and power of prayer. Online at oktopray.net. OK to Pray was formed with the purpose of encouraging a generation of young people to talk to God. We're excited about what God is doing in this generation. You know, God is moving in the lives of young people all across America and around the world. Despite what some may believe and think and see in the news, there's a generation of young people around the world that's devoted to Jesus and filled with the Spirit. God has given them a passion to impact their schools, families, and communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ for His glory. You know, teens today are faced with many difficulties and pressures that are overwhelming. Depression, drugs, violence, peer pressure, cutting, abuse, broken homes, the list is endless. Now more than ever, the kids in our communities need to know that God loves them and that He's willing to forgive them, and He offers them a brand new life beyond their wildest dreams. I'm convinced that the youth today are moving forward with a mission to show other kids just like them that no matter what they're going through or what they face, Jesus Christ offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Because you're never too young to make a difference in the lives of others for the glory of God. In fact, Matthew 19, verse 14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." There's a special place in the heart of God for the youth of America, and that's why we're here at OK to Pray. That's why we exist, to encourage this generation to talk to God and to discover the importance, purpose, and power of prayer. Just like the Apostle Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:12, "Don't let anyone despise your youth or look down on you because you are young, but instead set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." There's a work to do for each and every one of us, no matter how young or how old. And it's our desire that you would, as Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of anyone. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Never forget that promise. The Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you even unto the very end.